Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I beat my face, moving fast cause the Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a sack. I look like this.
was it this time? Why is it I was so awful for you? I wish I could read your mind.
I don't know if you want me to come over.
I don't know if you want me to come over. So when I ask, really I should know better. I don't know if you want me to come over.
This is something that I'm used to. I give too much, but I choose to. And you love that.
Yeah. but I'm beating like a bullet. Beat my drum, drum like a drum, nine bucket.
I love it when you
dive head first if you wanna. Things on my body, hold me tight, it's a lover.
I love it when you
do it like I say. Keep it up, boy, we can do this all day. Keep my heart, love, my miss and drop it. Never find nobody that will do it this way.
No one can do you the way that I do. Boy, why?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. How you doing tonight, Stan?
Doing great now that we're back.
Yeah, I'm in a mood. You know what? I've been on TikTok a lot, and it's got me feeling a certain kind of way. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Poetic Therapy, and you are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? Now, Stan, you know what? Actually, I'm going to have to find a way to get up here in the mountains and wrangle you, tie your butt down, and put some Raw Links on you, because I know you ain't got your do you? I know you don't. I know you don't. I'm not even going to ask you. I got mine, though. I keep mine on. But I know you ain't got yours yet. Notice I said the word yet.
Neither.
It's all right, though. You're Epiphany family, man. You've got to have your raw links. You got to get it. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And this is Poetic Therapy. This is a place where you can come relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. How you doing tonight, Sam?
I'm actually doing very well tonight. Been a busy day, but now the evening is mine, and I'm here.
I know that's right. And you know what? This is turning out to be such a beautiful night. I wish I could sit outside right now, but it's just too much commotion on my block. So I just have to take in the lovely temperature and the night sky through my window. And that's good enough for me. You know, I'm a nature girl. I like being out there. I love the rain. I love walking barefoot, all of that good stuff. I am a tree hugger. Peace, love, and air, sleep, all that good stuff. But, you know, other than that, it's all good. It's all good, you know. I had a fairly good day. Even though I'm being held captive by Mother Nature, I'm still having a great day. Any day above ground is a great day to start over, always. So,
there you go.
I want to know, man, can you bring something for us to listen to tonight?
Well, actually, I brought a piece here that was actually prompted by Mr. William Shakespeare.
Okay, well, I'm anxious. So the mic is yours.
This is a little piece about a gentleman trying to convince his lady fair that waiting may not be the best plan of action. This is Passion's Season. Oh, my lady in bloom of budding spring's ardor, allow heart to be wooed, bring forth sweet swoon. In discovering your bloom of new sexual power, for I bring warmth from the light of romantics removed. Do not delay the sweet embrace of love's affirmation, or renounce my ardors, oh, so fervent intentions. Not but once we share youth's vigorous, lustful pursuit, where young passions arise with intent so acute. Such beginnings lead to lustful summer's swelter, where tastes and diversities of pleasure explored. Here the times of exploration of sensual revelers, sweet and sweat cries of one's desires now implore. Hold not one fire of youth's flame of intent back, for passion is fleeting, fragile, endurance it lacks. The plethora of autumn's colors arrays short-lived, an opportunity to experience like sand through a sieve. My passion flower, let not time grip your fire and ice. As years dwindle, lust fervor to naught but smoldering ash. Risk the dare to feel the warmth of passion's paradise. Better that than regrets winter, chances lost to seasons past. In peace.
Ooh, Shakespeare was just a big old horn dog, wasn't he? I love that piece. he said, oh, I understood everything he was talking about. That was beautiful because not only was he letting her know he wanted to make love to her, passionate love to her, and stop making him wait. Let me give it to you the way I want to, the way you deserve. We could spend a lifetime together. You know, don't let time pass us by and we miss this opportunity. That was beautiful. Or was I wrong?
Well, actually, the young man definitely had a lust for her, and he did also care about her, but he was trying to let her know we're both young now.
Right.
So why not now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and nobody could have done it better than you, Stan. I swear, you just have that voice. That voice, man. And your delivery, your pronunciation, and everything. It's so awesome. Thank you for that piece. Thank you.
My
pleasure. I wrote something. It's something I wrote, I think it was last week, maybe. I don't know. I've been kind of slacking on my writing, so I'm just grabbing something. And it's called Be Good to You. Define you by you, because you do not need the opinions of them to validate you. So be good to you. I am to me, because the level of my energy you want is exclusive to special. You have to go through love to meet me there. You can't just walk right up into claiming being a light worker. You have to have gone through some things in this life. And clear skin tells no tales. See, I may not have completely ascended, but I have reached spiritual alignment within enlightenment because I've learned patience, which allowed me to completely relinquish the desire to control everything. The other is humility, which allows me to recognize that I am no greater or less than, appreciate and be grateful for all that I have and am. Now, just because I'm awake and spiritually doesn't mean that I can't continue to enjoy life or still love the things that I love in this realm. Because I still love Nike, Louis Vuitton, and Manny Petties at the nail salon. Keeping your heart going, truth flowing, third eye beaming, and your crown chakra protected and ascending is the satisfying part of it all. Always staying in the conscious place of wanting to know and grow more. And you don't have to separate yourself from everything. Just the things that don't serve your highest good.
I like that, to where you've reached that level of enlightenment because you learned patience.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly for yourself. Yeah, that's the hardest person to have patience for is yourself.
Man, who are you telling us, man? I'm trying to tell you, you know, when you let go in your patience, when you let go of the need to have to control everything, you learn to relax. You learn to be open to the good things, you know what I mean? And the patience, man, it's just a different animal. I wish I could get more in depth into it, but it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that you don't control certain things in your life, because you're still staying in control of yourself. But, you know, certain situations that we get in, that we put ourselves in, or we allow ourselves to be in, we come to the realization that just some shit you just cannot take control over. You just got to let it be and trust the process. Okay?
There you go.
And, I mean, it's like clearing out stuff. So, you know, clearing out the old stuff, some new stuff can come in. You know what I mean? Whether it be your house, whether it be mentally, physically, you know what I mean? Just let it go. Let it go. You'll feel better. I'm telling you. I know I do. And, you know, you learn to appreciate yourself more. You see a different person in yourself. Person hasn't been there all along, but you recognize just something different, and you know that it's better, it's good. But I'm not going to take up too much time yakking, because we got callers up in here.
By all means, bring them on next.
Y'all have to excuse my strange choice in music. I am very versatile. Y'all never know what you're going to get from me. Trust me, because music is in my DNA. I love all kinds of music, every genre of music, all kinds of instruments. I'm just that girl.
Okay. There you go.
Y'all can tell I'm still a little upbeat. It's just a good thing.
Yes.
And our first caller in here, Stan, is, we got, wait a minute now, where did my diva go? There she is. Yeah, she was actually the first caller. I think her call dropped and she got back in. So we're going to open up her mic. We got my diva, Miss VIP, on the mic. How you doing tonight, diva?
Hey, diva, I'm doing very well. Hey, Stan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Lady Adrian. It's good to hear you.
Thank you.
He's such a gentleman.
Yes, he is.
Gentleman. Oh, girl, I know you say you're doing okay, but I understand you're dealing with a little bit of pain and stuff. So, yeah, I see some prayers up here for you. I know. I understand. Trust me, I understand. You know, not that particular
so
pain,
much,
but I understand body
right.
pain. Believe me. You know?
Yes.
But it's
yes,
going to
yes.
be all right. Eventually.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it gets better. It does ease
mm-hmm.
up. Other than that, before you get into your peace, diva, sorry
mm-hmm.
about what you got going on in the Epiphany universe, because you getting a little busy there. You going into retirement, but you taking on some new tasks.
Yeah, girl. Tell me about it. Well, Wednesday evening, I will, you, La Perla Negra, and either Baby Diva or Poetic will be in the Love Zone doing what y'all doing. And I'm going to be listening. As I will be listening. I just won't be there. On Friday night, I do hope to have the show Express Your Vibe. And that's it's an open mic where you come in as yourself. Like, whatever you're feeling at the time, just lay it on it. Lay it on the radio and, you know, bring that vibe. You ain't got to be anybody else but you. And it's a great show. I love it. And, I hope everybody comes to love it too, because it's a great show. So that's where I got going on, baby.
Oh, awesome. That is so awesome. Yes, everybody we want to call into that show that is on Friday night, 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And well, come on, call and get caught up in the love zone with us. We want to. I'm sure you'll love it. Do you think you can throw a topic at me? Because I don't have no topics for me tonight.
Sure.
Certain folks just come up with these crazy.
We are going to discuss that.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Now, my sexy, sultry voice diva, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I bought a little short piece, and it's called Think.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I am shy because we haven't touched, but I feel high when we speak. The way you look at me like you want to sex me makes me weak. I want to trust that whatever is for me is coming, to trust the process, but it's really your heart I hope to possess. I want you to crave me. Don't behave with me. Say what you mean. Make your word bond. Be a grown man with a plan. See, boys play with hearts. They don't think about the future. They don't take care of the very thing they need, the one who can nurture. I admit I'm crushing on you, but you're too busy. You may be thinking of me. However, each time we talk, you think of sex. You don't want to get to know me. I don't play that shit. It takes time to become rhythm to someone's rhyme. So I want to say, I want you, but think. Really think about it if you want me to. And that's that piece.
Oh. You have definitely set forth a challenge for the majority of the male population there.
She does not play around, fam. My diva does not play. Okay. That's
good.
Awesome.
You
have to understand the biomechanicals of this. Mm-hmm. Men have two heads and only enough blood to run one of them correctly.
Well, you know what? We as women,
that's true.
Having dealt with men, we learn to speak your language a certain kind of way. Well, I'm learning anyway. Yeah, it was a time when I moved a little bit too fast, but I learned to speak the language of the native.
let's put it this way, ladies. There are some of us who can retain enough in the right head to where we can be romantic. There are others of us who are going to be standing there with our pants around our ankles going, "You wanna?"
I don't doubt that. I do not doubt that.
Right. You don't doubt that at all.
Oh, man. All right, Diva. I'm going to set you over there in the therapist's office because he's been asking about you again. What
all
is
right,
it
darling.
About you that he loves so much? Girl, I don't know what y'all talk about, but he always requests. Is she here yet? Is she here yet?
You know what it is? You know what it is, Diva?
What?
He told me it was my sultriness.
Oh.
Yes.
You done charmed my psychiatrist? You done changed
I'm sorry, him? Honey.
That ain't supposed to happen. He done went to school and everything. Girl, I got to have a talk with him. How you going to fall into your patient?
Well,
me and him gonna have to have a talk about that. That ain't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But,
now you just said it. You done gave it up already, Danielle. You said your psychiatrist. He. Like I said,
right? He, right?
Yep.
Only enough blood for one head. Only enough blood to run one head correct, even for a psychiatrist.
All right, Diva. Thank you. Thank you so much, girl. I'm going to say you're going over there and get your therapeutic time with him. One yeah. love, one mic.
One love, one
mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was my sexy diva who is a co-host with me on Wednesday night on the Love Zone and also the host of the new show, Express Your Vibe. Now let's open up this next microphone. We got it from She. How you doing tonight, love? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Hey, lady. One love.
One love. One love. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm still working on this piece I'm polishing, and I thought I'd give it a try. And,
awesome. I don't think you've met my co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. Stan, this is Chi.
How are you? Je suis très heureux de faire votre contre-anissa. Je m'appelle Stan. Very glad to meet you, Stan.
No, she didn't have a French.
Oh,
girl. She came
to meet the wild to the present. Je m'appelle Chi. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Chi Stan.
Oh, je m'appelle Danielle. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I got, that's a language I got to learn. I know a teeny, itty bit, itty good. But I'm going to learn. I'm going to take some lessons. I'm going to download that. What's the name, Claire? I'm going to learn some French, and I'm going to speak some slick.
I wish I had the capability of language. I have tried. I have tried often to try to learn different. I even took Spanish. It just, I'd either get my face slapped, I'd either get shot at or directed to a bathroom, and that was about the, that was it.
Wow. Good grief. I don't believe you get treated that bad.
I have enough trouble with English.
I hear you. How you doing tonight, Chi? Goodness, it's a pleasure to hear from
everything
you always.
Everything is everything. I'm working on my erotica. You know I'm a lady. I still want to work on my poetry. I want to be able to cover every avenue, so. Tonight I'm playing in the kitchen of the erotica. I hope you guys can bear with me a little bit. This is a new flow, and I've been trying hard to get it out and share it. And I can write it, and I want to be able to recite it. Am I making any sense?
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Indeed.
All right, this is called Juicy Caramel Foreplay. It says, tongue to skin, chased with charm toppings of such a creamy blend, drowning in the abyss of ecstasy wrapped in caramel sexual sin, massaging down there, tingling his everywhere. As wetness complements my sugar walls like miniature raindrops of waterfalls, I relax and embrace it all. The rhythm of my momentum responds in complete strength. Every action reveals total bliss and content, higher and higher with no limit in sight, maximizing tantrum and experience of full delight. I.G. Poetry. Let that be.
Maximizing, wait a minute. What was that last one? Maximizing what?
We're maximizing tantric experience in full delight, which is the sexuality does not end with climax. It continues with pleasure, like 4 and 5 hours. The climax is not the ultimate.
You are so right. There is foreplay, sex play, and after play. And then there's, it becomes more of a spiritual thing, like tantric. Girl, I'm going to get with you. Okay.
Oh, my
All
goodness.
Right, Chi. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. No, I love the fact that her erotica transcends just the physical and goes to the romantic as well. Beautifully done.
Absolutely, absolutely. That piece was awesome. But you know, I'm a fan. I was an instant fan from the first time I heard from you. Well, I don't, you know, I expect you to bring a certain level of words. I love it.
Well, you know, I'm an alchemist, so you know I do my research. I got books all over the house and haven't had a TV in 15 years, you know, but it doesn't hold my attention, and so I don't get any pleasure out of TV. But I can drown myself in a book, anything from cosmology to quantum physics and things like that, and spirituality is my thing. So, you know, that's the way I roll.
You know what? I am there with you. I haven't had my TV on since football season was over, and before that I didn't have it on until football season started. That is it. And
well, you really have a problem with me because I haven't had a TV in my house at all. You can't find no TVs in here.
It's all right. Right. I understand. I understand. And trust me, honey, I am a spiritual alchemist, so I'm there with you. I'm not all that great with quantum physics. I still got to learn a little bit, you know, but as far as making some changes and turning something around into something else, yeah, I got that. I'm pretty good with that. Well, but thank
you. I see your
monads
are definitely shining on this channel because I was listening to you when you started the broadcast, and I was like, her monad is shining, and that is the word that we use for the essence of God that is in man, but or the source. We don't really call them God, we call them the source. Your quintessence,
right,
is your monad,
right,
which is your connection to the beginning, to the creator, the all, the collective. And I see that it is absolutely shining tonight.
Thank you. You know, a couple mudras and positive affirmations and, you know, keeping a good relationship with beloved, it makes all the difference. And yes, my light is shining, and I'm letting it through, and I'm trying to shine it and put a white light around everybody. So thank you for noticing and acknowledging.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that. Oh man, it's always a pleasure, Chi. I'm gonna put you over in therapist's office. You're gonna have to wait until my diva is finished talking to him. I do have a female therapist next door if you would like to go and talk to her. But if not, you can grab yourself a glass of wine and sit back. I have recliners in my waiting office. I mean, my waiting room. So you go over there and chill and just, you know, think about what you want to discuss with the therapist. And remember, it's all.
I hope I don't get them confused
for you.
Okay.
No, you're not. Trust me. They are two different animals. Trust me. You will not get them confused. All right, Chi. Thank you for one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, Danielle. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell y'all it's a different. I'm feeling different. I feel lighter inside. I let go of a lot of stress that I was holding on to. Like I tell people, it's not the pain or the stress that holds us. It's us that holds it. And the sooner you let it, you acknowledge it, let it surface so you can let it go. Give it to source, man. I'm trying to tell you, it will be taken from you, and don't go back on it again, okay? You cannot play that tug of war with him, okay? Give it to him. Know that he is taking it from you, and leave it there because something better is coming in. I promise you that. I promise you something better is coming in, okay? Because my blessings are overflowing, and I'm loving it, and I'm open to them. So enough about me, fam. Let me open up the, oh, here we go. This is my words coming up in here. We got a C-34 music.
Oh,
welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm awesome. I'm doing great.
Oh, yes. I definitely can see that you are very awesome.
Oh, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Yes. Aside from fighting this humidity, it's all good.
And stand the man, what's going on with you?
It is great to hear from you, and things are rolling back to semi-normal.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Maybe, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my conspiracy theory mind is going right now. I'm like,
the day did not start well, but it's ending beautifully.
It's ending beautifully because you're in it.
There you go. There you go.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about. What's normal anyway? I don't know what's normal. I know what's abnormal.
I like being
I know what's routine. I do too. I do too. You know, I try to switch up the routine. So.
Yeah, I can't be routine right now. That
no.
ain't gonna work for me.
No. Let's just put it out there on the table and be honest. Sanity is highly overrated, and it's not that.
You got
amusing.
That right. You got that right.
Yeah,
you
it's fun
right.
being nuts.
Yes, it is. I'm eating some right now.
Okay.
Not some almonds. It's some almonds. Okay, they are nuts. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hey, nuts works.
Yeah.
It works whether you're eating them
not for
or
me.
Psychological. It doesn't matter. It works.
Well, nuts work for somebody else. It don't work for me. I'm just saying. Somebody got to
say
it. I like
all kinds of nuts.
Well, then.
Mm-hmm. I love a nut. But anyway, I haven't heard you talk about Ellie Mae Clampett lately.
Well, remember, they got rid of her. Because she was cussing
right.
out somebody over her animals, they're messing with her animals and stuff. And she got more emotional than Carl Thomas, let's put it like that.
Lord. Goodness. Yeah. You know what? I am such a fan of his. I love, you know what my favorite song by him is? Summer Rain. That is like. That is my favorite song.
I wish I wouldn't have met her at all.
I like that too. I do like that,
yeah.
But Summer Rain is my shot. I love that song so much. When he first came out with that, I was going to the nail salon and getting it actually in the Chinese letters put on my nail. Summer Rain. Oh man, I love that song. But anyhow, man. I gotta say, I still love what you do with the music and the recording of us. Every time I hear my voice on it, I get like really, really excited. Every time I see you tag me in one of your posts that you put it in, I'm like, oh yeah, I can't wait.
Well, you're important. You're part of this journey, this poetic journey.
I know that's right, as are you, as we all are. That's what, definitely. Now, Mr. C-Double-34 Music, can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
How did you come up with that name, C-Double-34 Music?
During my first marriage, my former brother-in-law and his foster brother, back in the late 80s, you know, EPMD had Eric Sermon, also called E-Double.
Right.
So they
right.
came up with C-Double, but since I'm a junior, I decided, you know what, let me be the remix of my dad. Then 34 came up because that's my favorite number. A lot of champions have worn it, like Barkley, Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon, Walter Payton, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course,
oh, yeah.
what I do, music.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Thank you for
for letting me know what that means. I appreciate that. Now,
yeah.
I know you brought something great for us to listen to tonight. So.
Yeah, I was trying to pick between two, but the second one wouldn't come up that quickly because computer, you know. So I'm going to go with the first one.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called The Cleansing Power of Metaphor. In this version, I spit detergent on purpose, on Persian rugs, scratching the surface that only you can make me happy as this gets currently dirty. I guess you see me working day and night like I'll be sure in reverse, or the Jackson without Jermaine, so forgive me for every stain. I have sinned so badly my Jimmy started to swagger. I talked about Jim Baker like I was Trump. I just grab her by the biscuits until Tammy Faye ran faster than her mascara during a flash dance, as he said, what a feeling, like he was Irene Cara. On the news, Megyn Kelly reported him being accused of sexual harassment. Gayle King told Robert if he tried with her, he'd get his ass kicked, giving new meaning to I Believe I Can Fly at the Grammys. Assess the washing machine damages as you roll tide in Alabama. Kamala Harris is a bad mama jamma, and so is Keisha Lynn Bottoms, that mayor down in Atlanta. I'd snuggle her if we both weren't committed to marriage. Maybe the football team should have traded for Breeze to play for the Falcons. Maury, the father, and I don't have an extra son. Per silly conversations like on that old show, Morton Downey, I'm unstoppable, and I'm still fresh. Now, do you doubt me? I lie solitaire by my oxy's clean as I'm an outcast with bombs over Baghdad. Sorry, Miss Jackson, I am for real. I saw you being kissed, embraced in Satan's claws, while LaToya was in Playboy without draws. Daisy Duke, Bull, and Luke ran from Roscoe P. Coltrane and Boss Hogg, listening to Miles, Coltrane, Adderley, Brubeck, and Monk, mixed with DMX acapellas. Now what you really want? I rhyme, laying supine solving crimes like Horatio in a race war on CSI Miami, with my sunglasses at night and sands under my feet. Tilt my head like T.I., also known as Tip Harris, and get freaky with Tiny and some girls to create a harem. My wife and concubines like I'm the descendant of King Solomon. Messed up in my mind trying to figure out who's the bottom hoe. You want metaphors like Mr. T? I got a lot of more, but I won't claim the title because David Motz got it under lock and key. In peace.
Oh,
okay.
Yo.
There you go.
Yo.
See, this is why we call you the wordsmith. This is just why we call you the wordsmith. I'm going to tell you something. You hit on so many different shows that I've watched them all. My favorite out of all of them, CSI Miami. Horatio was the coolest. I'm trying to tell you, he was so cool. He was too cool, okay? Too cool. I mean, I remember when he got his start. What was his name? David Caruso. I remember when he got his start in, wait a minute, what's the movie with, oh, God, King of New York. I remember that. And to see him grow into different films and stuff and reach that status of CSI Miami, man, I was in love with Horatio. Are you kidding me? That was the man. I wish they would bring that show back. I'm trying to tell you. And then, wait, you see him? Morton Downey, you still fresh? Did you call Drew Brees Fabrice?
Yes, I did. You caught it.
Yes.
Of course I caught it.
Yes,
and then you wait. Then you threw in there from
Humpty pants, grab a bottle of biscuits. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, I love it. See, this
I'm
is
telling
why.
You right now, that piece had so many different flavors and directions in it. I don't care who you are. There's something in there for everyone. Outstanding,
yes,
sir.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, man. Thank you so
and
much.
I had to give a shout-out to David Mott, Mr. Metaphoria, because, you know, I can't take that title. So.
I know he is, like, I know he's talking some smack, but it's good smack right now.
That's okay.
Yes, that's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, man, see, double. Thank you so much for calling in here. That piece is everything. Yo, you going to make me go and stream all of CSI Miami. Oh, man. I miss that show. Yes, yes, yes. I miss that almost as much as I miss Miami Vice. So.
Now you going to hit that, and that was my 80s show right there.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of them, that
mm-hmm.
was my show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. That right there, Thursday night, every Thursday night, I was late for work. I used to get in the car and call after work because I was not missing New York Undercover, and I was not missing Miami Vice.
Oh, that's my 90s mm-hmm. show right there. Oh, why you
okay.
do that to me?
Oh, I'm trying to tell you, look, that was my show, okay? I lived for New York Undercover. Okay.
Please.
Okay. And I'm gonna take you back
with
even further.
Look, especially with Ice-T playing that villain.
Okay.
Man.
New York Undercover
take
was
me back,
my joint. I'm gonna take
I
you
might
back
as well
even
be
further.
One to
okay.
To all of us. Where the hell was TiVo when we needed it?
Look, I would not miss Hill Street Blues. Okay. That was
okay.
my show
mm-hmm.
as well. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. I love Hill Street Blues. Okay. What was his name, dog? He was growling, barking, everything.
But I was like, let's be careful out there.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Yes, 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 yes. Those were my shows, man. Those were my shows. But I'm going to put you over in the therapist's office, and you can take your choice. I think my diva is finished. I'm not sure, but my male therapist seems to really be attached to her, and I have to have a long discussion with him about that because you're not supposed to get attached to your patient.
Well, I've already told Ms. VIP, make that money. Don't let that money make you.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And that's what I'm talking about, baby, right there. That is the key right there, okay? All right. Thank you, C-Double.
You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, C-Double D. Always a pleasure.
Oh,
sir.
Man. Oh, man. Yes, man. That was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome. I can't believe it's 10 o'clock already. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely wonderful to have you guys calling in here, stopping by, dropping off these pieces, and being open, transparent with me, having good conversation and poetic therapy. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. You are listening to Epiphany Network Radio. Epiphany Radio. I think I'm a little bit too hyped tonight. It's poetic therapy. I am your host, LaPerla Nayron, and I am joined here by my esteemed co-host, Stanley Man Phillips. Man, Stan, I think I'm going to take a little music break real quick, and I got to handle some business. So I'm going to throw this one for y'all.
Take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Or just calm yourself? Or stay still? be. I'm just floating on stars that turn. Take me for a ride. Take me in the light. Take me for a ride. I'll give everything I have for free. What's this really called? I'm choking on stars that turn.
Yeah. got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I was more than you could manage. Manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be done. Closer to me, oh, giving me time. About it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. So what you're doing is just for pleasure. Even learn me or I'm a lesson. So if you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, baby. Oh, you're calling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Oh, we could be whatever you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined here by my esteemed co-host, Stanley, Stan the Man Phillips. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. Let's open up this next mic, Stan. We got us a blaze, we got to blaze the mic. Hey, Ray,
yes.
Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I didn't even know I was the first person on here right now.
Oh, yeah.
I was
expecting to be like four or five. Well, you know, we had other callers before you, so, you know, you're supposed to be red.
Okay.
You're Blaze, right?
What's happening?
I
had a weird Pearl and Negra and Stan the Man.
Oh, Blaze. Welcome to it again, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, you supposed to stay ready. Oh, it's good. It's good. Human,
but it's been picking up tonight.
Yeah, is it human out there where you at?
It was earlier. It's chilled
so
out a bit.
Yeah, outside, but inside it's still a little. I gotta grab me another air conditioner. I ain't going through this summer without one. I'm not going to do it. Can't. It's too much of me now. I got to keep it cool. Okay, I got to keep it cool. What you got going on out there in your side of the world, Sage?
Mm-hmm. My side of the world is kind of chill, laid back, you know, not too much going on.
That's good. You sound much, much better.
I feel so much better.
That's good.
I feel so much better.
Yeah, that COVID ain't no joke. It took me and my sons, they got over it within like 3 weeks. But for me, it took a lot longer. It took me a few more weeks to get it out of my system. And it's ugly, man. That thing will knock you straight on your ass. I don't wish it on anybody. It isn't, you know, that biological warfare against us ain't no joke, you know. But, you know, Beloved Above got other plans for us. So, you know, it can't take all of us down, okay? Some of us, we weren't home. Some of us, we still got a job to do down here. So, you know. But
yeah, we do.
Okay. Now, I know you brought something awesome for us to listen to tonight.
I always have a little something on your feet.
Mm-hmm, a little something, huh? All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
No, not that one. Okay, I'm just going to do the same thing I did before. So I really don't have anything in my mind ready to do. So, you must definitely have a hold on my heart, because every time I think of you, I feel I need to breathe deeper. It seems my thoughts control me rather be controlled. I even hear heaven in your voice without you saying a damn thing. I'm mesmerized just by the mere thought of your silhouette. Sometimes I even envision myself massaging your shadow, question myself, could I be hooked on you like a baited fish with worm attached, and if so, do I even want to be unhooked? You are my magic, like a marker, the highlight of my day. I can't seem to break this hypnotic spell of you that has been cast over me about you since the first time ever I saw your face. Normally, I'd probably ask for assistance, but honestly, I like to feel this way about you for fucking ever. I mean, I know you're not flawless, but you are a perfect imperfection. You don't know this, but I love, and I do mean love, to see you smile and how it makes my heart palpitate, makes my every thought salivate. I don't even know how to take you any longer around just to think. I cannot bring myself to calculate. You are a blossoming flower, and I feel it's my job to nourish you, to encourage you. And as I'm writing this, I feel nervous too. But regardless, I am here to service you. And if you ask like I do, what is this all for? Nothing more than the fact you are, and it is purposeful. And because I see you as nothing short of royalty, and I see you draped in nothing less than purple, too. Draped in purple, too. Because you are, and it is purposeful.
Oh, man. You know, purple is the color of royalty. That piece was really, really beautiful. It was pretty deep. And you said you hear heaven in her voice, and it leads you deeper. That was really, really beautiful, Blaze. I mean, I'm a fan of your pieces anyway, but that was beautiful. Stan?
I'm going to say it right now. You had me totally in when she was in perfect imperfection. That did it. That, oh. Wonderful. That was it.
Yes. That is a term that I use a lot. But I say flawlessly flawed, imperfectly perfect. And man, that was a beautiful, beautiful piece. Thank you for bringing that in. Thanks for calling in and showing love as always. And don't be a stranger. It's always an open mic here for you. You know that. You know, now that you're back in action, you feeling up the park, and you ain't got no excuses.
Oh, no.
And I want to hear you call in on the... Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to show myself on here a lot now. I got to make my voice heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. So you do that. You do that, you know, any night of the week. We got, you know, Tiffany got it on lock. Every night of the week, you can call in, 9 p.m. except for a certain Friday night where it's Renaissance Poetry, you call in at 10 p.m. Other than that, I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office. Make your choice of which one you want to go in. I got a man therapist and I got a female therapist next door, you know, and if they're occupied, you just grab a glass of wine and grab a recliner and chill for a minute. Reflect. All right.
I think I might try a therapist. I might try the male therapist so he can get me lined up to how I can play around with the female therapist's mind.
Oh, now see, y'all coming in here just trying to do what dirty. My female therapist? Really? Really? You want to play with her? See. I got to talk to her. I got to holler at her real quick. But I'm going to send you over to you anyway. Thank you for calling in, Blaze. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Blaze.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. Man, that was pretty awesome. He's a really, really great poet. Now, if we go from Blaze to Grandville. Hello, Granville. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good, my dear. And who am I talking to? Who am I talking to?
This is La Perla Negra.
You are talking to Stan, and you are Granville, and I know you, my friend.
Yeah. I know. When I said it today, and I said it's Stan, I said, yeah, I know Stan.
Okay,
I know Stan
awesome.
Indeed.
Awesome. How are you tonight?
I am great. I am feeling good, actually. I'm here smoking
on
a nice joint.
Okay, I know that's right. Yeah, I'm after the show, I'm going to blow me a couple trees, too, because it's like that.
I know. I love the shit. I'm addicted to the shit.
Look, ain't nothing better than feeling the breeze of the trees and letting your locks fall and just being free.
There
man.
You go.
Okay.
Do you have dreadlocks?
Yeah, you haven't seen any map pictures? My hair is long. Oh, yeah. I've been growing mine for about almost five years. Yeah.
5 years.
I love my crown. Are you kidding me?
I know. Having dreadlocks is such a beautiful thing because it's the first time that I had really begin to love myself when I had my dreadlocks, when I started to wear dreadlocks.
Yeah.
You know, the first time you really begin to love yourself. You know, I had my dreadlocks a long time, you know. I have my dreadlocks in my teens.
Wow.
Yeah. I had my dreadlocks when dreadlocks wasn't cool.
Okay.
Back in those
That's
days,
a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful thing because, like you said, I've been on my spiritual. I had my awakening started from a few years ago by my, you know, and I've been on this journey for a while now. And I have reached enlightenment. And it's because of me letting go of all that chemical and all that other stuff. And then, you know, along with the negativity and learning who to allow in your energy and what energy to not absorb. And, you know, you have a stronger connection with Source when you allow your crown to do what it's naturally supposed to do. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It is an absolute beautiful thing. And I love it. I'm blessed. I am so blessed with it.
and that is why they impose mental slavery upon us, because they didn't want us to find our true strength.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm telling
That's
you.
Right.
They know who we are. They know who
mm-hmm.
we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was determined to be myself since I was a little kid. I was always a rebellious dog. I never went along with the norm. I'm a nonconformist. I'm not going to disavow myself. I'm not going to doubt myself
mm-hmm.
to believe in somebody else. I will give up a thousand lives of my life before I live and doubt myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, my conviction is very important. You know, something I could live or die with. I'm at peace with that.
I hear that. Look, if you know what, there is no issue. You have no fear in dying, or living. You know, I used to live in fear. But not anymore. I mean, what's going to happen is going to happen. I mean, I do have a little worry about my children from time to time, but that's natural. But other than that, I don't worry about myself. I love me too much. And that means, you know, I know Source. I love Source, and I know he loves me. So I don't worry no more. I'm blessed, man. My light shines bright, and I vibrate high, so I'm good.
And you're gonna vibrate higher.
Oh,
because
yes.
I tell people all the time, a woman evolves exponentially. I don't know whose stupid idea it was to say that woman was the weaker sex. I knew that was a damn lie.
You got that right.
I am who I am because of my grandmother. My grandmother raised me. All my knowledge and my wisdom is because of that woman. You know,
everything.
I tell people, everything I am is because of that old lady.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I tell them, sometimes half the time she's talking, I didn't believe a damn thing she was saying.
Well, you had to learn. You had to learn. But you listen, so you learn.
Well, you know what? I tell people, that is why women talk so much. Because a woman is a teacher. You're a natural-born teacher because if your job is to bring forth children. And if children are in your presence, children are like sponge. They want to learn. That's what they do. They absorb shit.
Absolutely.
And woman teaches. That's why women have this tendency. The children, we don't hear well. And when you have children, you better plan to do a lot of talking.
Oh yeah,
because
oh yeah. You know, you can't be a nurturer without being a teacher. Okay, so you know, it's all good though. It's a beautiful thing.
The beautiful thing. Let me tell you something. Look, the more I evolve, the more I'm amazed at women, and I knew that I was right. When they told me that woman was the weaker sex, even as a kid, I knew for sure that was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up with my grandmother and my older sister. Mm-hmm. And they were always teaching me, caring for me, beating me ass, keeping me alive.
Mm-hmm.
Doing everything. And if I was sick or in trouble, oh, I went for my grandmother's bosom first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much she done beat me. When the night came, I was going to sleep in her bed. I don't care. She could almost kill me. when the night come, I was going in her bed. So I know nobody could have convinced me that woman was weak. Because I always had a lot of confidence in myself and believe in my intelligence. And I was very argumentative since I was a boy. My grandmother taught me to question everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, daughter, I didn't need encouragement because I was born to refute.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So me and my grandmother had some wonderful conversation because look, sometimes she tell me something, right? And I'm ready to refute her, you know. And then she stopped me and she said, Granville, she called me John. She said, John, just listen. Because, you know, the moment she said something, I'm ready to refute it, you know. But the time she said, look, John, I just want this. Just listen. You can refute later, but not now, you know. Just listen to what I'm telling you.
Okay.
I had a wonderful man. Look, daughter, let me tell you something. I love my grandmother.
Beautiful.
I love. Yeah, hey, let me tell you something. When my grandmother got old and sick, the nurse came to her. I was the one that cleaned my grandmother and washed my grandmother. Yeah. So when I tell you that I love my woman, my grandmother, that ain't talk.
Mm-hmm.
That is not talk. Because, look, when my grandmother was vulnerable, look, for you to come in there and do something for my grandmother, you had to come in and do it from the bottom of your heart. Otherwise, you are not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You are not wanted. This woman is beloved. I love this woman. And when it comes to taking care of this woman, I have no shame. I will do anything I have to take care of my grandma. Love my grandmother. I do. And she probably don't be smiling.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I have other callers I have to get to, so I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
You know what I bring for you? I'm going to bring you this one here because this one is one coming from way back, and it reminds me of my grandmother, too. I wouldn't do the one about my grandmother because after I done talk this long, I'm not going to, that one is a little bit long. But I'm going to do this one, and it's from the roots and the core of my life and my grandmother's teaching. Because she always wanted me to be wise. This one is called The True.
The mic is yours.
I have traveled to the core of my soul. And I have seen the uttermost of my belly. Yes, I have faced my fears. I have pondered understanding and interrogated madness. Wisdom has felt my scrutiny. Wit made an ally of me. Secret places became my abode. The silence my mind played, frolicking with the intangible. And this became my chore in life, just something to do in the scheme of things. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome. Oh man, that was really a nice piece.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my friend. Thank you. I love that. Something to do in the scheme of things. That's what every life is.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for the conversation and that wonderful piece. I'm going to set you over in the therapist's office. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my dear.
One love, bye-bye. One mic, Randy.
Wow. I'm going to do this real quick, Stan, because we didn't have a identification. Real quick here.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station
in town. This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Two blessings and one love.
You know, Stan, I got to give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. Man, we're going to open up this next microphone to Lisa Lips. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Diva. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing.
I was listening to the conversation between you and Granville. I too am also on the natural hair thing. I didn't lock my hair, but I grew out all the chemicals. I have been chemical-free now for almost, it'll be 15 years, Mother's Day.
Wow. That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing.
My hair is longer and healthier than it's ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mine too, honey.
Before, when I was keeping it chemically treated, I fought to get it to shoulder length. Now it's past my waist.
Wow. Oh, my.
Yeah. Well,
now, you know what? I hadn't anticipated the growth at which my hair is going to get the way it is growing. It grows so fast. You know, when you're putting chemicals and stuff in it and you're putting little pieces and stuff in it, you don't really pay attention to how your hair grows because you don't see it in its natural state. You don't give it a chance to do what it's supposed to do naturally. Once I started locking, my hair just took off like wildfire. Okay, and my hair is really, really thick. It always has been. My mom used to call it police hair, pull up apart, because it was so nappy and it was so thick all the time. I just noticed it goes through growth spurts. We have a natural shedding process, which adds to the locking process, all of that. And I love it, but it is getting a little heavy now, and now that the summertime is here, I got to start visiting the hair salon because, honey, this stuff up here is like a wolf skull 24/7. I'm trying to tell you, and I need it put into
my hair has
a
always
bun.
Been fine. So, yeah, my hair has always been kind of fine. So, and I'm starting, but I'm not a young chick anymore either. So, you know, you expect some changes as you get older. But,
well, honey,
yeah,
I know. Believe me. Oh, yeah. My hair is extremely healthy, and I don't really, you know how some people are product junkies when they lock their hair?
Yes.
I'm not one of them. I use two things in my hair, rose water and olive oil. That's it.
Okay.
That is it. That's it. And I wash it with a clarifying shampoo once in a blue moon, and that's it.
You know.
Other than that.
My thing is, all right, this is my own little click. So my mother, when I was a kid, she would take me out in the rain when it was just a rainstorm. She would take me out in the rain with a bar of Ivory soap and wash my hair. It was like our little thing. I still try to find time for that. If there's a pouring rain out, I keep fresh bar of Ivory just hid away just for that reason. When I first moved in the apartment where I am now, it poured down rain in about, I might have been here 3 weeks, and it was pouring down rain in. And I got a bar of Ivy soap, went out here to the parking lot. These people looked at me like I'd lost my ever-loving mind.
But that's what, that's their issue.
Right. It was me and my mom's little ritual, and it was almost her birthday. So that was my ode to my mommy.
That's a beautiful thing. Girl, let me tell you something. I love the rain. I love the rain. Water is my natural element anyway, and I am very, very drawn. It's like a magnet for me. My neighbors will see me. I think they have come to expect me to come outside and just, like, sit in the rain or take a walk in it, and my hair loves it. I don't wash it in the rain, but what I do, I just let the rain fall through it. And when I'm finished, when the rain is done falling, I'll sit on my porch, I'll come back in the house. And as it dries, now it takes a couple of days for it to dry because I don't like the artificial heat put on it.
Right.
But when it does finally get to the process of where it's literally my hair breathes, it goes, I can feel it. It's so good. The rainwater is so good for us. Oh, man. And then, you know, it's like a spiritual bath, too. You rub your skin while you're out there.
Because the texture of my hair is so much better if I'm out in the rain than it is if I just wash it.
Oh, yes, it is. I can attest to that. I'm trying to tell you. It's a wonderful thing. It is a beautiful thing. Y'all need to try that. Take walk in the rain. I ain't scared. You ain't going to melt.
Right.
I can't get under that natural bless me, man. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I keep telling you, I'm a tree hugger anyway, man. I love nature.
That was really the reason I wanted to move to Norfolk, because I wanted to be closer to the ocean.
Oh, man. I got some plans in the works, you know, but I ain't gonna say nothing about it right now.
you decide to take a Virginia vacation, just hit me up. We will find something to do.
Oh, that's for you. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up, definitely. Oh, yeah. I got some things in the works, yeah.
Okay.
But that's awesome. Oh, man. We done left my co-host in the dust. Sam, you still here with us? Uh-oh. Did your call drop, Sam?
Sam was sick of hearing us talk.
He might be. I see his number still there. He might be on mute. I don't know. He might be doing something right now. But he's here with us.
Okay.
Miss Lips. I love calling you Miss Lips. Mm-hmm. That's just so cool. It's so cool. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
I'm going to take a little different detour tonight. This is a piece that a friend of mine had pictures done, and she was dressed in full African garb, and she's a dark-skinned beauty, and she wanted something to go with the picture. So I wrote this piece for her called Nubian Goddess.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Strength exudes from her every pore. The kind of woman who radiates light. She possesses a beauty not defined by the eye. Her warm cocoa skin and slight smile belies her cunning wit and God-given brilliance. She carries her ancestral fortitude in her stride. She is the epitome of grace they impart. And her mind is strong and solid, teaching lessons learned by generations. For she is a Nubian goddess, the essence of all those who came before, and imparting wisdom to those in her charge, just as the ancestors designed in her to be. The pride of a nation rests on her shoulders, and she carries it with grace and beauty, a light on the pathway to greatness. And that's that piece.
Oh, wow, that was beautiful. What a beautiful
Thank you.
Dedication. Oh, man. I can't wait to see what that picture looks like. I hope you post it so I can see it. Oh, man. Oh, that's
Tag
beautiful.
Me to the event page and I'll post it up.
Oh. Stan, you still with us, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. And, yes, a light on the path to greatness. I love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was absolutely beautiful. And yes, that was different, but I still appreciate your piece. Yeah, that was awesome. All right, Ms. Smith, I am going to set you over in the therapist's office. I have a male therapist and a female therapist, and there's a bottle of wine, and we've got recliners to choose from in the waiting room. So go on over there and pick your choice. One love, one mic.
Yeah, I'll try the male therapist. I've never been in therapy with a male doctor before.
Oh, well, that's too interesting. He's a good guy. He's pretty good.
All see right, what he love, sees.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Lisa, I am such a fan. We'll open up this next microphone to area code 562. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, hello, y'all. This is Venom.
Venom! Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How about you? How about both of y'all? Stan the Man, how you
awesome.
Doing?
Doing well, sir. Doing well, and it's great to hear you.
All right. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Great.
So, how was
what
your
we
vacation?
Got going on tonight? Oh, my vacation with Bomb Diggity. The Bomb Diggity. I had so much fun. Man.
Wow.
I'm serious. I had so much fun. Y'all have no idea, but it's just, to me, to do a trip like that I never done, it was awesome. And just traveling across states like that and seeing nature and just being out in the open, you know, not around a bunch of people or nothing like that, but just being out, you know, and seeing things that I haven't seen, you know, and playing in the snow and all of that good stuff, stuff that I don't normally get to, I would never get to do where I live. So, yeah,
it was good. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed that. I do.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It was eye-opening, put it that way. It was very eye-opening, you know.
Oh, that's what's up. I can't wait till I can start traveling and crossing some state lines and visiting different places in the world. Because I've been sitting still, you know, I've been sitting still too long, and it's time for me to start getting out there, putting myself out there, you know, start socializing a little bit more, you know, and just, you know, opening up a little bit more. And I'm fun.
Yeah.
I'm fun. You know what I mean?
That's right. I mean, see, the way I looked at it, like, I mean, yeah, we was in a pandemic, and I respect it 150%, you know. But at some point, when you are going through something that's not your normal and you have to shut down kind of like your whole livelihood, you know, your brain is affected and you need to recharge your brain, you know, wherever means necessary, you know. I mean, yeah, we were under quarantine where you couldn't do this and couldn't do this and couldn't go here, couldn't move. You just in your house. There's only so much house you can do. And, you know, it's almost like I had surgery, so many different surgeries, and I was laid up and you in a room. And it's like, okay, you know, you're just looking at the walls. And then you're figuring out, okay, that got a little spot right there. Let me fix that later on, you know, when I'm able. But it's like when you need to get away and live life, you know, that's when you feel better, you know.
That's
so it was a clearing
moving life, yes.
Right. You know, and that was my main thing, you know. It was fun. My son stayed home, so I took my daughter with me and my cousin's two teenage kids, so they can, you know, see stuff that they hadn't seen. And it was just us four on a road trip, and we did it, man. And they came back, was like all hyped up. You would have thought that they wasn't even, they was a different type of kids when, you know, when they left, and I turned them into mm-hmm. something else, you know. So yeah. they already oh, asked yeah. them when we going to do it again.
That's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a great experience for them to have, as well as us as adults, because a lot of us
mm-hmm.
don't have a chance. Now, I used to travel when I was younger, but
mm-hmm.
When I got married, I was very, very restricted. You know,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not even going to get into all of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I learned how to take control back of my own life. And
mm-hmm.
when my husband passed, I sat down for a minute because I went through so many different emotions and changes and reality set in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it was fear-based because I had never been alone. I hadn't been alone in such a long time. And then it was anger because I felt like I had been abandoned. And then, you know, it got into a spiritual thing. And
uh-huh.
that's when I started to ascend and I got my enlightenment. And now, you know, being by myself, being to myself, I love me. I learned to love myself. I learned to really, love myself and my little space that I'm in. You know, I ain't got a whole lot, but it's mine what I do have. And I learned to appreciate that and realize, you know, it could be a lot worse than what it is. And I got a really good relationship going, and now I'm ready to, you know, get out there and start experiencing different parts of life again. But it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. I can't wait.
Right.
I'm ready. I'm trying to tell you my wheels are turning. Yeah, I'm ready.
Right,
so,
yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Yes, it is. It is wonderful, wonderful
My thing. Whole thing, I kind of, I'm trying to take the rims of what my parents did with me. My parents,
mm-hmm.
every year, we went on a family vacation. My dad put money to the side just to make sure that we went on at least one family vacation a year, you know, ever since I was a little kid, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so when I was older and had my family, yeah, yeah. And my dad, you know, told me, you know, you got to give, even though my dad would just take us someplace, and he
mm-hmm.
would not probably do nothing but sit down. But let us go
mm-hmm.
do what we going to do until we ready to go, get back to the car and roll out, right? Or go to the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how he was.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I kind of took it a step further to where
mm-hmm.
I took my kids, you know, and maybe some of their, one of their friends or whatever, and maybe their parents be like, look, man, they can't afford. Hey, if I can afford it, you put half, I'll match it. Let's go. You know, let them go,
okay.
right? And
okay.
we would do that. We've done that, you know. And we've
mm-hmm.
been, like when my daughter graduated from high school, you know, it was her and one of her friends, you know, her mom was a single mom and wasn't able to afford it. And I helped, and we wind up we was a nice group of us. We went to Europe. When my son graduated, we went back to Europe because he didn't go the first time, you know. So all of them,
okay.
went, you know, and it was just something. It's more to see besides that's what's in your hood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get
mm-hmm.
out and
yeah.
see the world, see how
mm-hmm.
other people are living, and not that you're comparing your life to theirs, because
mm-hmm.
they may be pretty shabby, and you'd be thinking you in the dumps, and look how they living, you know.
Absolutely.
And all
Absolutely.
Of a sudden, yeah, and that's it's really eye-opening to get away and travel. I mean, even if you, like what we did last year, the pandemic was happening, I was just like, I was in a spiraling out, you know, sort of in my mind, and
mm-hmm.
my daughter said, hey, have you, we would just watch some on TV. She said, have you ever been to Sequoia? And I was like, nah, I ain't, you know, I mean, I know where it's at. I know it's in my state, but nah, I've never been there. And then, so we planned a trip. All of us went. We even took the dog, and we went. And we stayed the whole, what, 3 or 4 days out there in Sequoia, looking at the big, gigantic trees in nature,
wow.
You know? And it was really, like, wow, you know? And then I'll say a couple of months later, maybe, but I'll say about 3 months later, we went to Yosemite, and that was even...
Wow.
You know, eye open. It was, and you out in nature, you seeing things, you know, that you would never see while you just sitting in your hood. And it really,
mm-hmm.
really gives you time to reflect and look at the works
mm-hmm.
of God's hands. You know, all the stuff. You say, man didn't make this. God made all of this. You know,
okay.
So it, you sit there and marvel at all the little things that you may take for granted. With your eyes seeing, because you can figure, like, there's a lot of blind people who won't even witness what we're seeing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see it and tell the story about it or write about it as a poet. You can write about it. And
mm-hmm.
so then this time I said, okay, what are we doing this time? What are we doing this time, you know? And I just said, okay, I want to go to Yellowstone, and I want to go to Canyonlands. I want to go to Arches. I want, you know, we just made a list. That's everything that's on the way or in that vicinity, and we hit it. We you know, did something. Like I said, we did something I've never really done. Never rented an RV and got in an RV and drove one, let alone drove one by myself, you know. I did
mm-hmm.
all the driving
mm-hmm.
and rode, and we had our ball, you know. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like something different that you can't keep doing the same thing that every day of your life is the exact same routine, like robotic. You do something different.
Mm-hmm.
It recharges your battery. It gets your mind
yes.
flowing, you know? So, yeah, so that's why I say my trip was awesome, man. I mean, I posted some pictures, but I got so many pictures, man. Like I said, just to be driving on the highway on the road and look up right next to my car or the RV is a bison right there, you know,
wow.
Like looking at me, like I'm looking at me, like I'm looking at you. And I'm like, nah, you go right ahead, sir. Go right.
I know that's right, honey.
I ain't trying to get in no battle. Right.
Yeah,
and then, you know, then. And then it was funny. I mean, like I said, it was one time we ran into some more, and they was on the side of it, and they took off running, you know, like,
ooh.
And they went down a hill, and they was, like, in, like full stride, just gone. I was like, if you looked at them, the way that they was
mm-hmm.
moving so slow when they walked, you wouldn't think
mm-hmm.
that they can get up to, like, 40 miles an hour. Running.
Oh, yeah.
And they were
oh, yeah.
gone. I mean, downhill, too, rolling. And
mm-hmm.
and I said, oh, that was nice, you know. And then to see, like I said, llamas that we don't see llamas, you know. The closest
mm-hmm.
we get to nature is a cow and a horse, maybe, you know, that. And, you know, or some, you know, just creatures like raccoons and possums and cats and
yeah.
dogs. That's and birds,
right.
But you know, we
right.
got to see big ravens. We was looking at
wow.
we was looking at llamas, sheep, goats.
Wow.
What else I missed? Oh, bears! Can't forget the bears. Right, seen the bear. I was keeping my distance. It was a family of them. I was like, nah, y'all do your thing over there. We good, you know.
Yeah,
and
the bear, honey.
Nah, and I did see one snake, you know, and I wasn't trying to see that. Yeah, I wasn't trying to see that, but I seen it. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it really. I'm looking, you know, like we, it what was really to me, because I know people like y'all from the East Coast, right? Y'all get snow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm going to say may not, it won't affect you like it affect me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To sit and be standing outside and feel rain, I could deal with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I'm not a rain person like that. I really range affects me bad. It's like people be laughing at me, but it really just affects me. It jacks me up, right? But to feel the trickles of a snowflake dropping down on me until it came down to heavy, heavy 6 to 8 inches of snow, I was like a kid in the candy store. I was out in it. I didn't have no jacket. I'm acting like I'm playing football in there, out there. I'm having a ball because where I live, we don't get snow like that at all. It doesn't snow here.
Okay.
It snows in the mountains, but I ain't got time to be driving 2.5 hours to go to no mountain just for some snow. Bump that, you know. So I had a ball with that. And then to be driving and post up at a spot and open up your hatch and you can hear the river at night, you know, moving. And it was just so relaxing and calming and peaceful and just like, wow, man, this is all right, you know. I don't have to close my window. It just made it was cool. It felt nice, you know. So, yeah, it was an eye-opening trip all the way around.
An entirely different world.
Beautiful.
Right. So,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Be out there in nature like that. Oh man, I would love to see that. I would just to see a giant like bison right there in person. That must have been amazing.
Yeah,
and to actually be there and feel the world moving, feel it shaking as they run, man.
Yeah,
I know that was amazing. I know it happened.
I mean, I was tripping because I said, okay, people always laugh at us because you know that we have earthquakes and stuff like that, right? But I was like, man, I wasn't even tripping about the rumbling. That rumbling felt good. It was like, whoa, look at that, you know. But hey, it was different. It was fun. It was, and we in 20-degree weather, something that I'm not used to. But I was tolerant. You know, I was dressed warm for the occasion. Put it that way. But you know, and then like I said, it was funny because we had different type of weather. We had snow. Okay, one day it was clear. The next day we had snow. And 20-something to, like, 17 degrees, okay? And then the next day, we went from 17 to being, like, 88 degrees, and the next day it was, like, 97. You know, it was just, we didn't have to wear no more cold stuff. It was all hot the rest of the day, you know?
Okay.
So it was cool. And you go up in those canyons, mm-hmm. you know, you start off hot, and then you go inside those canyons, they feel like somebody turned on the AC. It's so cool back up in there, and you just like, oh, this feels so good, you know. We did the whole dune buggy, ATV riding, sand dune stuff. That was, I love that. I ain't gonna lie, Stan. I love doing that. That right there, I was having so much fun, I didn't want to stop.
I got to be straight up with you. I am originally a Southern California boy.
Okay.
Our weather was hotter. And to be anywhere where there's actual real weather and it changes is like watching a miracle. I understand everything you're saying, man. Seeing snow for the first time, going through that for the first time, it changes your whole world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It did. I got to admit it. Because I, like, you know, I'm not, that's why I am staying in Southern California. So it's like, we don't get none of that. So it was like, it was an eye-opening experience. So,
that's
all right. So yeah.
Awesome.
That's how my trip was.
Thank you for that so much, for taking us on a tour like that. That's awesome. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I'm a I'm gonna change it up a little bit, and Mad Love's and Miss Lips that came on. I love that piece that she did about the Nubian Queen. I'm gonna go erotic if you don't mind.
That's fine. This is open mic, love. This is open mic. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Can I be inside your mind? Come from within? You see, I want to make you scream out my name without me physically stirring up your silky juices. You see, the kitty is purring for me to lick her, but I haven't even grazed my lips near her glazed lips. You see, Krispy Kreme can't even touch this. You see, I'm about to love you deeply, but the moment that I held your hand, I felt your legs go up like you were trying to get a strong type of signal. You see, we kissed like we were tasting the words that we haven't even spoken yet. You see, I'm stirring up some major type of shit in your mind. You see, that makes you want to grind on me because our tongues are painting a sexy picture of us making love. And my manhood, yeah, my manhood wants to break free and plunge deep into you like, oh, my God, you got me going, baby. Like, you really got me going. As if you want me to go to a place that no man would dare to go in your mind. You see, the moment that your yoni opened up, you came to your senses. Your inner freak grabbed me and wanted me to go ape on that ass, but that ass was clap, clap, clapping, fingers grasping the bed. As I hold your hips and plunge deep into you, we came so damn good that our bodies felt like we was floating to heaven. We both looked to our left. Then we looked to our right and then looked at the clock as it hit 7. And I said, it's time to get up. Instinct.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. I bet one line in there. Did you say we kissed like the words haven't been spoken yet? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was beautiful. That right
thank you.
There, that line, that had me right there. Oh, man, that piece was really,
thank
really
you.
Nice, Venom. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming in, showing some love and
oh,
support
yeah.
and giving us a beautiful tour of your experience, man. And you know,
thank
it's always an
you.
Open mic here
y'all.
For you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We
yeah, I'm
going to
just put you over there.
It's always a pleasure when you come on and share, sir. It's always.
Hey, thank you, my
always.
Brother. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, y'all. I'm going to get up out of
you
your way.
Office. All right.
Thank you. Take care,
one
y'all.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That was a nice tour, man. All right, we got one last caller up in here. We're going to open up this mic to area code 973. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening. This is Edwina. Hi, Diane. Hi.
Hi.
Pearl.
Hi.
How you doing?
How have you been? Evening.
I'm doing okay.
Oh,
again.
Gracious.
I need the therapy tonight.
You came to the right show, honey. This is Poetic Therapy. Feel it. Let me what's going on with you, love? What's going on?
I have a piece that I am relating to right now because, you know, just family things. I was speaking to one of my daughters, and I told her sometimes as a mom, we feel like a vessel, almost like a bus, and you're just on your way to and from one destination for the people that you love. But,
mm-hmm.
you know how you have those days when you just feel depleted by the job of just being a woman and a
absolutely.
Mom. So.
Yeah. Oh, Yeah, been there, done that, honey. I got the T-shirt and all kinds of memorabilia. So I get it. I get it.
Yeah. This is my fourth tour of duty already. So, but, you know, got to make you do what it do at the end of the day.
I know that's right. And you know, my prayers are, you always in my prayers. It's like with everybody else. It's going to be all right. I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be all
Thank
right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This piece is called as a piece called The Black Cats that I'd like to recite. It's my version
okay,
of therapy.
Well,
by all means.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. The Black Cats. What you doing, girl? I want to say nothing, not sitting in my car being self-destructive, awaiting motivation that's never coming. I know I should be up doing something, cleaning something, greeting someone, solving all life's big conundrums, pouring into wells I've come from, mending all that's come undone. Oh, sorry, lost my place. Filtering all that comes downstream, nothing bad should get past me. I'm the holder of so many seats that sitting seems a luxury. Hey, queen, how you doing? I want to say fine or some epithet to pass the time, but I'm feeling like a ball of rage that burns below my rib cage for everything I've overlooked and every loss I ever took. I want to slap her in her face for making me feel out of place, and I want to squish him like a grape. Instead, he gets away with rape. But I've got enough on my plate, and it's unladylike to unpack my hate. It doesn't matter anyway. I've got mad stuff to do today. Wait, damn, what was I saying? Yeah, I'm fine. Don't mind me. I just lost my mind. Mommy, are you okay? Yes, of course. It's not like I'm contemplating divorce. A good mother knows it wouldn't be right to consider running away in the dead of the night, at least not for good. That wouldn't be nice. Just some arbitrary length of time to decide if it's his life or mine. Let's read a story, bake a pie, get lost inside your childlike mind. Let's play house. Let's pretend we like this cage we're all trapped in. Mommy shouldn't let it slip. You're the reason I put up with this. Your happiness, my sacrifice. He pays the bills, comes home at night. The rest is fine. We're fine. Good night. He sprayed for bed bugs. They won't bite. I look into the mirror, but not at my reflection. I break it down into little sections. I wash my face and brush my teeth. Avoid the eyes looking back at me. If I ask her how she really felt, then my resolve would all but melt. She asks, when have you checked on you? And there is just too much to do. I assure myself I don't have time to find out if I'm doing fine or feeling fine, not really fine. I mean, I know I'll be all right. God's on my side. I'll toe the line. She won't ask questions. She won't answer questions that I won't ask, and I won't look through the looking glass. She won't give the thought fight or run a voice, and I'll never have to make a choice. I'll snuggle dulled in my complacency as long as I never look at me. Oh, me? Don't worry, I'm doing just fine. If you'll excuse me, I've got to go lose my mind. I'm anxious to see what's left behind. And that's that piece.
Oh,
wow.
That was rocking. That real, that rock, that showed all the anguish. It showed everything. Everything.
Thank
that
you.
That was a piece right there. That said it. Outstanding.
Thank you so much. Yes, I appreciate it.
That was awesome.
It is a therapy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it
doubt,
is.
Not just a therapy for you, dear lady. That was a therapy for anyone listening.
Yes,
Thank
it was.
You. Thank you.
Yes, it was. Yes.
I'm happy
Girl.
To hear it. Thank you, guys.
Well,
thank you for letting me borrow the mic tonight. Thank you, guys.
Girl, please. Right. Look, it's always an open mic here for you. Always. Don't even
try it. Do not be a stranger.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. No problem. I'll be back through. You guys can follow me at Bill Zwina to find out more about my poetry and the book that
that I'm putting out soon, but it's at Silzwina. And thank you guys. You have a good night.
Can you send me that or post that in the event page? You can either inbox it to me or post it in the event page, okay? And I can put it out before you can get in there.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be
thank you. No problem.
Thank you guys. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
One love, one mic,
and do not be a stranger. Please come back.
Oh, no problem. One love, one mic. Good night, y'all.
Wow. Oh man, that was awesome. Oh, we got another call. We got some more callers up in here. See how y'all do. But that's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you have made it into overtime. It is almost 11:15, and you are in Poetic Therapy. Now, we're going to open up this next mic. I know I'm getting ready to get fussed at. Got it, Josh Jay in the belt there. Hey, Josh Jay, how you doing?
My hand has been up since yesterday.
Here it comes. What I tell you?
Stan, how you doing? I know you ain't had nothing to do with this caper here.
I hear you, Josh Jay. She knew it was coming. She knew.
Yeah. I seen it all go down.
I love it. But now you can get your poetic therapy going.
Keep shooting at me, man. I ain't done nothing to you.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. What's
good
with you guys?
All right. I'm done. I feel better now. I had to get that off me. It was laying on me.
I knew it was coming. I told you I was going to get fussed at because I was looking at his number the whole time. Like, ooh.
Man.
Put his head up, put it down, and put it back up again.
I'm doing jumping jacks.
There you go.
That's what you got going on, Jay. How's that beautiful abstract art cover?
Oh, yeah, that thing is going well. It's going quite smashingly, I might have to say. No, it's not. I got to get the motivation and do it again. I did a piece for a poet. It was a commission piece. I can't wait to unveil it. I'm not even going to say a name until I go ahead and get it out there. But, yeah, that feels good to go ahead and do. I'm thinking that's going to give me the motivation to go ahead and keep moving forward.
No, that's right. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
Y'all having a good show tonight.
We are. It just keeps getting better. So, yeah, man, I'm blessed and I'm grateful and I'm humbled and all that good stuff. And I love you guys. Coming through.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you too, girl.
I know. And I'm grateful for that. Every bit of it, all of it. Now,
all right.
Sir, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I have a piece that I have wrote last summer, and I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. It was in June. I got it copyrighted at the June, so I did it last June. But this was what was on my mind. It was a hot day, and I was just thinking about just getting away from it, and this is what I came up with.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
This winter has been especially long and cold. It has frozen the tears and dipped the tips off of the toes. The wind that was once a fierce hawk now howls the howl of the desert eagle that blows through and through as though you were naked, although you are in your heaviest vestments. This is a tapestry etched in ice on clearance below zero and is fetching a constant price. It's a crying shame when a man says, I have ice in my veins. He must be going insane because he is saying, I am in searing pain. The air is like metal and all exposed flesh is as a moist tongue. And every breath hardens the mucus in the lungs. Foreboding crystal columns of impending doom be patiently like sentinels hanging from fortresses of solitude. Many woodland creatures who used to venture and whose offspring would frolic for joy in the spring rains shall not evermore. As they lay peacefully in their sarcophaguses of ice and snow. Only black thin gray separates the day from the night. These bitterly cold lessons are taught by a frosted finger that swarms every crack like a horde of mosquitoes until you are numb to the needles. To traverse in this type of cold, our minds revert to a more basic mode. Move forward, it's cold. Move forward, it's cold. Even the driveway can be a long, long road where the air is as still, and even time is locked in ice on these aurora borealis less nights. In peace.
Oh, wow. That
wow.
is a stark, stark winter. Wow.
Wow. That, wow. I'm speechless right now, honestly. Wow. That was pretty deep. Was,
yes.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate y'all.
Yeah,
I appreciate that for real.
That is a winter that they would say to please your soul.
Yeah, I gotta listen to the playback so I can hear that again. That was pretty good. Damn, man.
Appreciate y'all are doing a crazy job. I love it. The whole therapy thing is great angle. Loving it.
Thank you. And I love for calling in and showing support. And you know, it's always an open mic here for you, man. Always.
Yeah.
That was all right. Thank you.
Hey, Stan, I appreciate you backing me up earlier. That's all right.
Y'all going to get off my case.
He bagged me up by not saying a word.
Oh, man.
That's a wise man right there. He's like, this going to blow over in a minute.
I did not get this over by not being wise.
Right.
I know that's right.
That's all right. Y'all take care now.
You too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Now, we got, oh, this is my girl coming in here tonight. We got Gwen C on the mic. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Diva. What's going on? What's good with you?
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Steve.
Hey there, young lady.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Look, I wasn't going to do this, y'all. I wasn't going to do nothing, but Just Jay is dope anyways. But the poet before him, I don't know who that was, but I wanted to press one just because I need to give her props. That poem was fire. It was just so raw. And I just loved
Edwina,
it. So I wanted to
yeah.
come on here and talk about her. Like, my piece is to talk about her.
Oh, that's what's up. That was Edwina. Yeah, she's pretty dope. I like her. Her piece is
yes.
really, really a great poet.
So
all of y'all are.
Okay.
Oh, yes. What's good with you tonight, love?
Oh, I do have something. I just did poetry for the first time at a freaking rest area. I had to do a feature tonight, and we ended up traveling, so I did poetry at a rest area.
Oh, that's what's up. Wow. Okay.
No,
very good. Cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're breaking up real bad, Gwen. Uh-oh. She can't hear you. Oh, man. Can't hear you, love.
That's
Go.
Okay.
There she is.
Okay, now you're back.
Oh,
now you're back. Now you're back.
I think it's the wall because I'm on interstate.
Oh, man. There she goes again. Oh, man. Come on, I love her poetry, Stan. Oh man, feelings hurt. I can't even hear my girl spit tonight. Oh wow, going in and out so bad. Gwen, you there? Mm. I just hear a bunch of static.
If there's any chance that she could hear us, if there's any way she could post whatever she was going to spit to the page, please do so.
She says she's on the interstate, so she probably can't. I can hear you now. There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. No, I was saying the wall. There was a wall, but now we're past it, so I think we're good.
Okay. Girl. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I love the show. I love the show. I love the
thank
title
you,
of the show.
You.
Let's say that.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, girl. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Not to place fault on my best friend, but he's my enemy, my worst enemy. He tells me I'm sick. I think he means sick and tired, always on the edge. He's the remote laying around in perfect shell, but with dead batteries. Good thing I don't need him to change anything for me. He's the pressure inside, refusing to be written into poems, inducing my second guessing, making me question my sanity through sharp, redundant lines that cut me from within. By definition, he's the king I helped build as part of my queendom, so he could dumb me down. I'm the one collapsing while he stands like books on shelves I have great interest in but have never been able to read, stressing me, either escalating or hopping my vocabulary. He exceeds my comprehension. He glosses things over. I cannot see without him, but with him things are so unclear. In glossary, he is friction. We never make it to rhyme. We halt at harmony. I have a right to reach harmony. Inherently, like peace should be made available to all, not just privileged. I've been taught to live with deeply painful heartache. I wish my smartness would have bloomed into intelligence. No, I wish my intelligence would have ruptured into self-love so that I'd know going through the process of heartbreak would have been the easier route, the better route, the appropriate route. I believe the magnitude of my suffrage is a result of my ignoring red flags, touching what was hot, not reading the signs and not following God's guidance evacuate. In aftershock, I am not okay. Endless explosions of prayer and tears allow my survival barely. My individuality is a beautiful thing, but comparisons are not. I own my stress. Sorrow fills my plate. I try to deduct my mistakes, but leave them in stock where they compound because that is what interests us. I cry. I write. I tremor, I spit fluently, pain, dread, torment, to the extent with venom I win slams but can't win in real life volcanic. Rather, I get slammed as he is earthquake. He whispers to ground, telling it to rock us into masterpiece. I feel cradled, but damaged, decaying, decomposing, disengaged. I am drenching this page as I do all. Some marvel at my progress of daily death and reincarnation. But from these battles I vengeance, emerge like Black Widow from dust into transformation. He loves the chemistry that we display, but I didn't come to see, I came to eat in peace.
Yeah.
They clapping for me in the car.
That is a to the bone piece. Yes.
Thank you.
Yo.
Love it.
Yes, he said, I own my stress. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you start to ascend. When you can own that, let that, man, that piece fire. Fire.
There is no respect that is ever more valuable than self-respect. None.
There you go. Absolutely.
That's right.
Man. You see why I'm a fan? Because she brings it every single time. Every time. And y'all need to check out her YouTube channel, too. For real. Yes. Because she brings it
all the time.
Oh, man. I'm such a fan. Thank you so much, girl, for coming over here. You know it's always an open mic here for you. Man.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you both. Y'all have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, I'm doing Southern Pride next week, so if you can pop in on any of the bouts, it's going to be streaming on YouTube. It's my first time competing at Southern Pride, so any support is greatly appreciated.
All right, send me the link. You said Southern Pride.
Yes, ma'am. I'll send you my bouts. The bouts start at 5 o'clock every day, from the 8th through the 12th. But I'll send you my bouts at the time that I'll be planning.
That's what's up. Thank you. God.
Yes, ma'am. Right, peace, love, be the word.
All right. One
thank
love, one
you
mic.
For sharing. One love, one mic. Man.
Wow, Stan. Man, this was a hell of a show tonight. They came through once again.
Yes,
I'm loving this. All the love.
Loaded.
Oh, man. Wow. Yes. Thank you so much for co-hosting with me, Stan. As always, you're the best, man. I couldn't do it without you. You got any closing words for everybody?
Only this. Thank you, Danielle, for being here and sharing this time with me. And to everyone, be safe, be yourselves, and have a good journey.
Thank you. And like I said, thank you so much for doing the show with me, man. I couldn't do it without you. I really couldn't. You helped make the show. I really appreciate you. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank all my callers and even people that streamed in online, even though you get cut off at 11 o'clock. Calling in, spitting the fire pieces, showing the love and support to the show. I really, really appreciate it. Because it won't happen without you, you know. I want you to continue to love yourself, get that good relationship going with yourself inside so you can have a great relationship with whoever or whatever on the outside. And spirit dwells inside, you know. You love yourself, you love him, okay. I want you to continue to be safe. I know they're opening up a lot of these places again, a lot of these states and cities again, but you still need to be vigilant. You know, be careful on, because this germ is still out here. It ain't over yet. You know, there's a message in this, what's going on. We just, some of us hadn't gotten it yet. I still haven't figured it out yet, but I'm working on it. Continue to love one another, have respect for one another. And you still, you know, wear your mask, because this thing ain't over yet, like I said. I love you guys. And with that, I'm going to say, peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so now hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger, he said he'll be back with that same tone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, burning. Violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused who I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it.
things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note, but I know that red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most, one day it'll make you grow, you grow. When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, consult. When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke, provoke. You to act managed, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke get it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think if it had some Titanic, the fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga. Yeah, yeah, tell me what does cry. Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my ship go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.